open your Bibles to the book of Luke, the 9th chapter, page 1087 in your Schofield Bible. That's 1087 and verse 62. We'll read only this verse. We'll turn to another verse in just a bit. We'll read the verse all together, chapter 9, verse 62 of Luke. And let's stand, please, for the reading of this verse. And let's begin. Ready? And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Turn now to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and verse 15, page 1302 in your Schofield Bible. Hebrews 11:15. Likewise, let's read this verse together. Ready? And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. And let's pray. Father, you've given us a wonderful, wonderful book. You've given us a place where it's preached faithfully through these years. And now we approach yet another opportunity for hearing thy word. Help us to hear it, to learn it, to do it. Bless our preacher and every listener in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to read for you, without your turning to it, the same verses you read a while ago, just two verses. The first is my text verse. Listen carefully to it. Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow. Now notice this fellow hadn't started plowing yet. He just put his hand to the plow. He hadn't made a furrow yet. He hadn't broken ground yet. He just put his hand to the plow. It says, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back. Didn't say he goes back. He just looks back. Is fit for the kingdom of God. I want to talk to you this morning on the subject misfits in the kingdom. Misfits in the kingdom. Now, a twin verse is that amazing verse we read a while ago in Hebrews. I'll read it for you again, please. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Look at me. God says, don't turn back. He says, better than that, don't even look back. He says, better than that, don't even think about what's back there. You see, please put your pens up and your pencils. Look at me carefully. This microphone here this morning, and I want you to follow me. By the way, again, I promise you, and turn me up, please, a bit. Can you hear me? Let me know if you respond to me, all right? I promise you that in 25 minutes from this moment, I'll be finished preaching with my first point. And no, I always keep that promise. By 12:10 on Lord's Supper Day, I'll be finished preaching. Likewise, I promise you that by 12:30, we will have had our closing prayer, and you'll be on your way unless you want to watch the rest of the folks who are baptized. Our Heavenly Father, help me to be a blessing to my people today. Please, that's all I ask. Help me to be a blessing to those whom I love more than all the world put together. Please, I ask you to help me. Amen. Follow me very carefully. I was the new pastor here. By the way, 38 years ago today, I preached my first sermon behind this pulpit. I was not the first Sunday as pastor, but I came as a guest and preached my first sermon behind this pulpit 38 years ago today. And it's an amazing thing. I was looking in the mirror a while ago. I look exactly like I look then. It's an amazing thing. And Brother Johnny, you look exactly today like you looked yesterday. But I did not know that this church was officially in the American Baptist Convention. And being from the South, American Baptist Convention is the old Northern Baptist Convention. And I was a young preacher. I didn't know much about the American Baptist Convention. So the first time they had their convention, association, or state meeting, Jim Lyons, my associate pastor at that time, and I went down to Anderson, Indiana, to the American Baptist Annual State Convention. Can you imagine that? And I didn't think about it. I didn't know what it was all about. In fact, I even preached over there one time at the Northern Baptist Seminary. I didn't know as bad. And but when they didn't pay much, I didn't go back. But I preached there. But anyway, we went down to this American Baptist Convention State Meeting, and I didn't know what to expect. So they had us, and it was pretty good. They sang songs, pretty good gospel songs, and had a good musical program. And then they introduced the speaker, the keynote speaker. I'll never forget it, Reverend Ms. Miller. Reverend Ms. Miller. That female preacher got up to preach. And I said, Brother Jim, we don't fit in here. We don't fit in here. Let's get out of here. We're misfits. Last week, I was in Charlotte, North Carolina preaching. On Tuesday night, I went down to the restaurant there. I was staying at the Sheraton Inn. I went down to the restaurant. It was a very nice restaurant. I sat down and I didn't want much to eat. And I didn't want a plate lunch or a regular meal. So the waiter came up and I said, I don't see any sandwiches on the menu. And the waiter said, I'm sorry, but we don't sell sandwiches in here. We just sell full course dinners in here. He said, the place right over here, they have sandwiches. It's right next in the lobby there. So I went over there. I noticed they had little round tables. And I sat down. The guy came up and he said, may I take your order? I said, I want a tuna fish sandwich and ordered it. And the fella brought me, and then folks started coming in and sitting these around tables, but nobody had food. They had strange little glasses with long stems here like that and little cups at the top. And I got to smelling stuff. It didn't smell like what I was used to smelling. Different brand what we use at our house. And I started smelling stuff. And I take about one bite out of the sandwich. And I said, waiter, could I have my check, please? He said, something wrong with the sandwich? I said, no, sir, there's something wrong with the atmosphere. He said, I said, I don't fit. I don't fit in here. So I left the sandwich. If I'd had any sense, I'd have got me a doggy bag, but I didn't have any sense. I left the stupid sandwich there and paid the guy about $9 for nothing. Well, for one bite. I figured if I'd pay for the whole sandwich like that, it'd cost me $6,417.35 plus tip. But I told the fella, I don't fit in here. Please have a seat back in the back. No walking around while I'm preaching. Have a seat or step out in the hallway, one or the other. So I said, I don't fit in here. Now, the truth is that's what this scripture means. This scripture is not saying if you put your hand to the plow and look back, you're not in the kingdom of God. It's not saying that. It says you're not fit. You're a misfit in the kingdom of God. Quitters are misfits in the kingdom of God. Folks that look back are misfits in the kingdom of God. I didn't fit in this church for 16 months after I came here because I was looking back to Texas. And I was a misfit. I did not fit at home. Now, I know people who are in churches, but they don't fit. There are folks here this morning. You like me. Of course, that's because I'm so lovable, but you like me. And you even like most of my preaching, like it on certain things that you're doing. But this is your church. You like the music, and you like me, and you like, but you're a misfit. You don't feel at home with the people here. You are a misfit. I know folks that don't feel at ease reading the Bible. You feel uncomfortable reading the Bible, not reading the newspaper or not watching the television set, but you feel uncomfortable. You're a misfit in the Bible. I know people that when somebody jumps up and hollers glory to God in the service, you don't feel comfortable. You're a misfit, if you please. Now, who are these misfits? The Bible says that these misfits are those that put their hands to the plow and look back. In other words, when you get saved, don't look back. If God calls you to preach, don't look back. If you look back, you may want to go back. Now, these are people that put their hands to the plow and look back. Illustration. You won't fit in at Hiles Anderson College if you look back. So, if you come to Hiles Anderson College, don't look back to your high school. Don't look back to the house you sold. Don't look back to the nice car that you once had. Don't look back at the nice job and nice salary that you had. Don't look back at the friends at home. Don't even look back for a while at the home church. Now, after you become adapted, that's what that word fit means, well adapted. Listen to me now. Son, listen to me. After you become adapted, then you can look back. But the Bible said, wait till you plowed a while before you look back. When you first put your hand to the plow, there's no time to look back because you'll leave the plow. The plow cannot compare with the fire back at home. The plow cannot compare with the meal at the table. So the Bible said, when you first put your hand to the plow, when you first come to Hiles Anderson College, don't look back. Don't look back, or you'll go back. If you think about it and then look back, you'll eventually go back. And by the way, that's why you're a misfit, Hiles Anderson College. Hey, you know the folks that cause trouble at Hiles Anderson College are misfits. They don't feed at home. They don't like the rules. They don't like the atmosphere. They're misfits. You know why? They're looking back. So when you put your hand to the plow, you young couples just came to college and you're here early to get a job and so forth. Don't look back. When your hand is the plow, now you look forward and don't look back. Bible said, by the way, you are misfits. Now let me say it again. If you put your hand to the plow and look back, it doesn't mean you're not in the kingdom of God. It means that you don't fit in the kingdom of God. It means you're out of place in the kingdom of God. You're a child of God and you're saved, but you're a misfit. Let me go a step further. Those of you won't fit in God's work if you look back. God calls you to preach. Okay, don't look back. Don't look back at the old life. Just put your hand to the plow and say, I'm going to be a preacher. I'm not going to look back. I'm not going to think about the old life. And the Bible says you'll be a misfit. You know what? I feel comfortable here this morning. I fit in here. But some of you don't. We've got some visitors here this morning that feel very uncomfortable right now, and you're going to feel more uncomfortable after a while. In the next 16 minutes, you're going to get to feeling very... You know why you don't feel comfortable? Because you're a misfit. You know why you're a misfit? Because you're looking back at things you ought not to be looking back at. And you're reliving things you ought... You're saved, but you're barely saved. You're saved so as by fire. You put your hand to the plow, but you've looked back. Hey, the first part of anything is the easiest time to turn back because that's when you look back. I see missionary volunteers here today. Put your hand to the plow, you start doing deputation work. Don't look back. Don't look back. When you get to the field, Japan, or we have some Japanese folks here. I mean, some missionaries to Japan here. And we have other missionaries here. I mean, when you get there, and they'll say this, don't look back. Don't. When you put your hand to the plow, don't look back. And by the way, you won't look back if you're plowing. Look at me. Look at me. The trouble is, a lot of you are holding on to the plow, but you're not pushing the plow. Now get busy for God and do something for God and teach a Sunday school class or build a bus route or win souls to Christ and do something for God and push that plow. Listen, those mules are pulling that plow. You won't be looking back or you'll be on top underneath one of those mules. Now, when you put your hand to the plow, don't look back or you'll be a misfit. Illustration. You won't fit in marriage if you first look back. Listen to me, young couples, and some of you older couples that haven't quit looking back yet. When you get married, quit looking back to the old life. Let me make it very plain. Sell your motorcycle. In fact, don't buy one in the first place. You say, motorcycle, sinful? No, they're stupid. Sell your motorcycle. Store your golf clubs for a while. Spend time with your wife or your husband. Put your rod and reel in the basement. Forget the single crowd. Make your mate your life. Don't even call your single friends.
And don't you have any social activity with your single friend. Listen, I promise you that more people have marital problems when they first put their hand to the plow. I'm trying to say, you're not married now. Quit running with a single crowd and quit being a playboy and grow up and be a husband or be a wife. Put your hand to the plow. Don't look back. Don't look back. Grow up or you won't fit. That isn't all. You won't fit in at church if you look back. You won't fit in as a Christian if you look back. There are folks this morning couldn't wait to get here. And there are folks that can't wait to get out. You know the reason? You folks can't wait to get out. You don't fit. See what I'm talking about? I'm talking to you guys over here. You're out already, boy. You haven't heard a thing I've said yet. But, I mean, you folks that can't wait to get out, you don't fit here. I mean, you come here, but you don't fit. This is not your second home. You're not rearing your children at home and the rest of the time around the church. And let me say again, there are enough activities here for your children without your kid playing the secular little leagues. You don't have to belong to the Boy Scouts. We have a club here. And for our boys, you don't have to join the Girl Scouts. Join the Blue Lemon Lace Club. You don't have to play out in the secular field. Join the First Baptist Softball League. I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, fit in. Hang around here enough to where you'll fit in First Baptist Church in heaven. You come, but not regularly. You don't fit in. Turn in your old country club membership. Tear up your video card. Ladies, use your shorts for wash rags. Give your pants to your husband. Both materially and figuratively. Don't run with the old crowd. See, you don't, right now, you don't fit because you're rebelling against what I'm saying. See, you're in a crowd of a bunch of people whose ladies don't wear shorts and don't wear pants and men don't wear earrings or cute little necklaces. You're in a crowd now where men are men and women are women. But you don't fit. You say, Brother Howes, I'm a man. You don't fit. You don't fit. I'll tell you how you can fit. Quit looking back to the old life. I said again, turn in your country club membership. Tear up your video card. Use your shorts for wash rags. Don't run with the wrong crowd. Break up with your unsaved girlfriend. Get involved here. Join a WMS circle. Get your child in our Christian schools. Get your son in our church little league. Get your children in our children's choirs. Join a ministry. Give a tenth of your income. Live by our standards. Give a tenth of your income. Don't miss a service. Give a tenth of your income. If you can't do all these things, just give a tenth of your income. Get in a Sunday school class. Join the Highlander Wives Club at college. Talk to Brother Moffitt about working on a bus route in the A-Bus ministry. If you're a college student, get in the B, C, or D bus ministry. Join the choir. Teach the Sunday school class. Get involved. Come to question and answer time. Go to youth activities. Get in the Best Years Club if you're a senior citizen. Go to camp. Get in the Men's Softball League. Come to Vacation Bible School. Quit looking back and meddling with the old crowd. Just get involved so you'll fit in. Folks, you'd be amazed how much fun it is to fit in here. Just fit in. Jesus said, put your hand to the plow. That's when you first start something. And look back. You're not fit. Again, may I say, it doesn't mean you're not saved. You're saved by grace through faith and not by putting your hand to the plow or pushing the plow. You're saved by trusting Christ. But God says everybody's got a plow to push. You get a hold of that plow and you start pushing that plow and go to work and do something for God. And don't look back to the old life. Don't look back to the old songs. Don't look back to the old television programs. Don't look back to the old movies. Don't look back to the old crowd. Don't look back to the old hairstyles. Don't look back to the old dress. Don't look back to the old tavern. Don't look back to the old country club. Just don't look back and keep on going. And the best way not to look back is get busy and get involved. Quit looking back and meddling and associating with the past crowd in the past life. I want to read for you again the verse I read a while ago. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had the opportunity to return. Listen carefully. You know why I don't like rock music with religious words to it? It makes you mindful of the old country. You know why Howells Anderson College doesn't have opera? Because I don't like it. I'm sorry, I tried to like opera, but some fat Italian woman singing in a Hebrew tongue just doesn't appeal to me at all. You say, you're not cultured. Glory to God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, the Lamb forever. I'm not cultured. You know why we don't have drama at Howells Anderson College? Because we ain't got nobody smart enough to teach it. It might remind you of the old country. That's one reason why we don't have robes on the choir. We don't want you former Catholics to be mindful of the old country. That's why I wear a suit instead of a dress. Though I look cute in the dress. I don't want you former Episcopalians and Catholics and members of Robert Schuller's church, I don't want you to be mindful of the old country. I mean, brother, I want you, when you come to First Baptist Church of Hammond, I want you mind for the new country. I want you mind for the Bible and salvation and Jesus and the Word of God and the work of God and joy and excitement and thrill and happiness. And that's the reason why you ought to wear modest clothes when you come to church. Let me say a word to you bus kids and bus people. We're not going to send you home this morning if you're dressed immodestly. But you ought not to wear those short miniskirts to First Baptist Church of Hammond. You say, am I welcome? Yes, you're welcome. You don't know any better, but you didn't, but you do now. And one reason is, it makes you mindful of the old country. A man came to our church one day, a man of some means. He was worth over $100. He came to our church one day. He came to my office. He said, Brother Hiles, I got saved here. I'm new here, but I started ushering. Hear me carefully. He said, I can't usher anymore. I can't usher anymore. And I said, why? He said, because of the way females are dressed. When I go up and pass the plate, there's some gal there with that much of her leg showing. And by the way, don't you say you're against it. If you sit there and watch those dirty Hollywood movies and watch those dirty talk shows where a bunch of whores are sitting there showing their underwear, don't you talk about being against it. But he said, I can't do it. He said, that reminds me of where I came from, what I used to be. The Bible says, don't even be mindful of the old country. Not even mindful. I don't want the music of First Baptist Church to remind you of the tavern. I don't want the music of First Baptist Church to remind you of the nightclub. You say, well, how can you be safe about that? Sing Blessed Assurance like it's written. Sing At Calvary like it's written. Sing Amazing Grace like it's written. Sing Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone like it's written. Sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus like it's written. Now, I'm not one of those Pharisees, but every time a song is sung, I want to sit here and judge the song and try to figure out whether it's right or wrong. I'm not going to do that, but I did what I think we ought to do. I think every song we sing should not remind anybody of the old life or the old world. Now, let me conclude in the next 4 minutes. Some of you are putting your salvation. You've thought about being saved. You've given serious thought to come into Christ. Okay, don't look back. Go ahead, put your hand to the plow. And don't look back. Trust the Savior. You've come this far. You wouldn't have come to church a year ago. But now you come to church and you get a little bit used to it. And you wouldn't have liked this loud preaching a year ago. But you're getting a bit used to this loud preaching. And you didn't feel at home, but you're getting ready to feel more at home. Now you're almost there. You're almost saved. You know that you're a sinner. You know you're lost. You know you're on your way to hell. You know Jesus Christ came, was born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, went to Calvary, on the cross paid your sin debt. You know that. And all you got to do is trust Him. Now you're right there. Don't look back to the old crowd. They haven't got anything to offer. They're liars. They're fakes. They're cheats. They're frauds. They're hypocrites. Don't look back. Look on to Jesus and trust Him. Onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war. This morning, right where you are, you've come so close. You thought about it. Yesterday at the wedding, the funeral. They're so much alike. Yesterday at the wedding, I was asked before the service to pray for a certain person. He didn't think he knew he was saved, but he was close. They asked me to give a plan of salvation. I gave the plan of salvation as clear as I could. And I gave the plan of salvation. I asked the folks to raise their hand. And that fellow, that man, raised his hand to receive Christ as his Savior. They said to me, "He's close. He's close." I say this morning to those of you who are close, don't look back. Don't look back to the old life. Put your faith and trust in Christ as your Savior today. May I say in closing, in review, dozens of you are here for Hiles Anderson College. You're homesick, but don't look back. Don't look back. When you put your hand to the plow, it's the easiest time in the world to look back. If you've ever plowed, you know what I'm talking about. I don't mean these plows they got now. I mean following two old cantankerous mules, and I followed one old cantankerous mule. Don't look back. If you're married, act like you're married. I'm sick and tired of a bunch of drugstore cowboys who are married. Act like you're married. Take the responsibility of being a husband. And forget the old crowd. I said, Polygo, put your golf clubs in storm for a while. And put your rod and reel. Leave the old crowd. Hey, you're married. Make your wife your life from now on. Some of you gals ought to quit calling the single gals used to be around. Just write a little note and say, "I'm married now. I'm sorry. I'm going to run with married people only. My friends are married ladies from now on." It's time you grew up. It's time you got out of the old gang and the old single crowd. Don't look back. And those of you this morning who are here and you're not saved, I plead with you. Don't look back. Come to Christ. We're going to sing in a few minutes. Wherever you are, I want you to leave your seat and come down the aisle to the altar. Someone will be at the end of every aisle and they can show you exactly how you can go to heaven when you die. And may I say, when you've done that, put your hand to the plow. Go to work for God. And don't look back to the old life. Or if you're mindful of the old life, you may have opportunity to return. Our Heavenly Father,